Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. My apologies for the delay. Ministers are very popular at the moment with lots of meetings, so I do apologize for being a little disorganized. Mr. President, thank you for this opportunity to make a statement on behalf of South Africa. Nuclear threats continue to bring forth the potential use of nuclear weapons and the ensuing humanitarian impacts. We believe that no state should think that they're entitled to possess weapons that pose such a grave and existential threat to humanity. We will need to repeat often when addressing the issue of nuclear weapons that it is not strategic stability among nuclear weapon states that is paramount, but rather understanding and knowledge of the catastrophic consequences that any use of nuclear weapons would inflict on all peoples and the environment. It's imperative that we finally remove the threat of nuclear weapons through their total elimination. We therefore call upon all states possessing nuclear weapons to make the right choice to urgently work toward the total elimination of these inhuman weapons. We further call on other states under the nuclear umbrella and those that are part of nuclear alliances to refrain from giving value to these weapons. Such actions only serve to encourage proliferation and bring about increased insecurity for all. As I say this, Mr. President, on behalf of South Africa, I am extremely concerned at the grave geopolitical situation and growing global insecurity and instability, which I believe all of us as member states of the United Nations should address urgently. We require collective multilateral decisions that will demonstrate the importance of global governance and respect for and adherence to international law. International security can never be achieved by one or a few states acting alone. There is a necessity for the international community to work together on these, our shared challenges. This underscores the need for the Conference of Disarmament to overcome the current impasse and to take the urgent action that is needed to commence its substantive work in the field of disarmament. The conference and its predecessors have in the past negotiated major multilateral arms limitation and disarmament agreements such as the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, the Biological Weapons Convention, the Chemical Weapons Convention, and the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. While the international security environment adds challenges to our work in this conference of disarmament, it must be noted that some of these instruments were adopted at the height of the Cold War, and they illustrate what is possible when we, the member states of this conference, work together in the collective interest of all humanity. Collectively, members of the conference hold the key to unlock this body's true potential and purpose. The key challenge that we face, as always, is the absence of political will. My delegation regrets that the conference this year once again will probably not be able to find consensus on its program of work. Our appeal as South Africa today is for all members of this body to show mature flexibility and to work constructively toward the adoption of a program of work which would allow the conference to execute its mandate. There are items on the agenda of the conference where substantive negotiations might commence, among others, the matters on a fissile material treaty, a treaty on the prevention of an arms race in outer space, as well as the development of other effective measures toward nuclear disarmament. Some of these treaties are long overdue, and if we have further delays, these will only serve to contribute to an arms race and create new areas of conflict. Just the act of negotiation can also help to rebuild trust among states, and that is something that I believe is sorely needed, having listened to all our various country contributions yesterday in the high-level segment, we are sorely divided and in need of unity. Mr. President, disarmament measures affect the vital security interests of all states. Accordingly, all states must have the opportunity to be actively engaged with and contribute to disarmament efforts. We were concerned when the conference was not able to reach agreement regarding the participation of some non-members as observers in the 2024 session of the conference. I want to reiterate my country's commitment to ensuring inclusiveness through the participation of all interested states in the work of the conference. This would reaffirm the importance of multilateralism and the principle of inclusivity in the work of this conference on disarmament. I think the conference needs to urgently review expansion of membership to ensure greater representativity and more relevance in the current context. I note many countries, even on our own continent of Africa, are showing a renewed interest in nuclear as a weapon. And we need to pause these ambitions because they pose a real danger to the world. Mr. President, I conclude by asserting that common threats can only be effectively addressed through enhanced international cooperation and strong international institutions that can respond to our collective security concerns. We are all bound by our collective commitment to advance substantive negotiations on priority issues of disarmament, particularly nuclear disarmament. I wish to repeat that the deteriorating international security environment in which we find ourselves can be dealt with through the disarmament structures that currently exist. Addressing the challenges will ensure peace and security for all, resulting in increased prosperity and development. I hope out of the lessons of this session of the Human Rights Council, of the high-level segment and other meetings, that we will be able together to agree that we should commit to global peace and security and to working together to get the world back to focus on what our work should be, which is addressing the needs and interests of the most vulnerable and marginalized in our world. I thank you very much, Mr. President.